You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on with the five disgusting things about Muhammad and Islam. Forgetting about the how they treat women like garbage, how they murder gays and lesbians, throw you off, and now you people are out there protesting against Israel when and supporting maniacs like this. Go back and look at our series Five Lies of Islam archived on the internet from October 30th until December 12th at keepthesabbath.com. So anyhow, picking up where we left off here about Muhammad and these five little-known facts about him, and well, you can decide for yourself. We were going through how he took a six-year-old girl, wrote up a marriage contract, and consummated the marriage when she was 9 years old, and then raped her as his wife for the next 9 years until he died. Now, Muhammad was more than 50 years old when he forced himself inside of his 9-year-old child bride. Imagine if this was your daughter. But don't let that from keep you from believing that he is, according to the Quran, Surah 33, verse 21, the beautiful pattern of conduct. Oh, good thing we can get that out of the way. Taking 9-year-old little girls and forcing yourself inside of them, and that's a beautiful pattern of conduct, according to Islam. Get real. All right, let's take a look at the next fact. Number four. The next disgusting fact about Muhammad. Muhammad encouraged his followers to suck on each other's fingers. That's right. You heard me right. Suck on each other's fingers. Islam is the only religion that I'm aware of that promotes finger sucking. Sirah al-Baqarah 54:56 narrated Ibn Abbas, the prophet said, "When you eat, do not wipe your hands until you have licked it or have it licked by somebody else." Shirahaya Muslim 52:94, it was narrated that Ibn Abbas said, "The messenger of Allah said, when one of you eats some food, let him not wipe his hand until he has licked it or had it licked." Why did Muhammad want his followers to lick their fingers and lick each other's fingers? In Sirah Muslim 5300, it tells us it was narrated from Jabbar the prophet enjoining licking one's fingers and wiping the plate. He said, "You do not know in which part the blessing is." Muhammad goes on with this in other passages, but to cut to the chase, he says that Allah hides a blessing. Well, that's Satan. Allah hides a blessing somewhere in your food. You don't know where the blessing is hidden, so you should lick your fingers. If you want someone else to have that blessing, have him lick your fingers. You'll be doing him a favor. You definitely don't want to wipe your hands on a napkin, because then the blessing will be on the napkin and Satan will steal it. Now, if you don't know much about how germs spread, this should be a huge warning to you not to play with the Islams. And definitely don't eat with them or lick their fingers. It's disgusting. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.